Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Saturday Night Rolling Energy. Hi, my name is Gary Shaw. I'll be your host this evening. Please get a pen and a piece of paper because we're going to give you some extremely exciting information. We're going to talk a little bit about quantum resonant energy, and we're going to talk about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. And for those of you who don't know anything about it, my friend and business partner mentor will be going into that a little more depth. So grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. We're going to give you some exciting information over the next 35 minutes. So we want you to write down some questions and take notes. But first, I want to give a shout-out to some people that help us. I'm coming live to you from Kansas City, Missouri, as I roll through the state of Missouri. And I want to, without these people and our partners, we would not be able to bring you this show live. I want to thank Richard and Joy Matwishan. I want to thank Sean Doc Farrell. I want to thank Diana Anderson. And I want to thank Scott and Teresa Shriver for their tremendous help that they give us in working our boards and working on the back office for us for the radio show. Because, again, without these wonderful people, this show would not come to you live at all. Now, I also want to go ahead and get a couple things out of the way. And that is, this is an educational and informational show. We're not here to try to treat. We're not here to try to cure. We're not here to try to diagnose any kind of medical issues or problems. We are not practitioners, so this is strictly education and information. We ask that if you're currently on any kind of medication, do not stop it. Make sure you consult with a qualified medical provider before you do anything. And again, this is strictly educational and information purposes only. Second, we will not be going into any kind of income claims whatsoever. This is, again, strictly education and information. With that all being said, I want to introduce you to, like I said, my business partner. I've got a business degree and a marketing degree, but Irv Lilly was a professor. He has an MBA. He taught at a major university in Ohio. He wrote two curriculums for that university. He taught all aspects of business, from business development, planning, creation, strategies, everything about business. He taught to graduate students as well as college students for many years. He also has a marketing degree, which he taught. He also has a speech degree. He also has a psychology degree. But more than anything else, what he's probably known for is his adventures into nature. He loves going out and getting his toes in the sand and feet into the mud, out into the middle of nowhere. And he has taken more than 1 million people over the last 30 years plus back out into literally all over the world, into the deepest parts of the jungle and the deserts all around the world. And he's one of the foremost people in the world that's on weeds and edible berries and weeds and things that you could just, that God give us, that you could eat and sustain your life. So with that being said, I want to introduce my friend, my partner, business partner, and my mentor, Professor Irv Samuels. You here, sir?
Salutations. I believe I am.
Well, Scotty, beam him up. You're welcome. Take it away, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. Going to cover some what I would believe to be almost too good to be true information. Some information that ultimately, if you have a good logical mind, you'll probably be very skeptical of what you hear. And for a lot of people, it will be just extremely hard to swallow. Well, I assure you, you're not alone. And also, I highly recommend that you don't take my word for this information, that you do your own diligence. In fact, better than that, kind of take our challenge. We're willing to give free modalities, free batteries away to first-time listeners this evening. And for people that are repeat attendees, we offer you the opportunity to get additional free battery simply by inviting new people to this radio blog. So in essence, you could reach into Gary and my back pocket, into our wallets, and ultimately enjoy as much money as you want. Unlimited resources available for you to, number one, prove how well these particular technologies work, and number two, have sufficient amounts of them available so that you can begin to share the blessings with others so that no matter how cynical or skeptical they are, they will not be able to deny their own reality once they begin to prove them to themselves. Now, what was I talking about? Well, we'll kind of delve into the rabbit hole. Let's start about 1900, and there was a young man that came to the United States. His name was Nikola Tesla. And a lot of people have come to know Mr. Tesla's name a lot recently, or relatively recently, because Elon Musk, the man who is now the richest man on the planet, specifically named his brand of automobiles and soon to be trucks in mass production, the Tesla. And the reason he chose that name for his brand and then patented it in, you know, quite frankly, there's probably a lot of reasons, but one of them was, and think about this, put your head around this. In 1895, that was a long time ago, right? There was Mr. Tesla's journals in which he had written kind of diagrams and some, you know, specific conveyance of information showing self-driving cars. In other words, there were, you know, people riding around in his dreams in 1895 with cars that specifically were driving themselves. That's pretty futuristic, wouldn't you say? Well, Mr. Tesla was a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. He was a physicist. And he literally had some of the greatest pioneering ideas of maybe history. I mean, he's all up there with Michelangelo and Da Vinci and, well, and Newton, and, you know, and again, you can make that own, your own determination on those facts when you begin to review the facts. But in the 20s, he started to work on something called quantum resonating energy. And we really don't have much of a grasp, even today, on some of those theories that, you know, he began to bring forth. But you're going to hear some revolutionary developments based upon, I guess, a group of unique circumstances that came together. And let's jump about 100 years to 2012. A young man from New Hampshire, Mike Hassler, was invited to a convention, to the Tesla convention. And that is an absolutely esoteric event in which very few people even are aware of the event, but being invited is a true honor. It's an achievement. And Mike, a young man at the time living in New Hampshire, received that invitation. His father, Rick Hassler, you know, absolutely appreciated the honor that his son had been, you know, had been bestowed upon his son. But at that particular point in time, he had some reservations. And the reservations were not that he didn't think his son, Mike, was worthy of going. Anything, you know, to the contrary. But he had his concerns based upon the fact that Mike was, you know, kind of a young man, limited exposure to the world. He'd grown up in New Hampshire, not necessarily, you know, a worldly exposing location. And the event that year was in Germany, and the people that attend the Tesla convention, and I say this with admiration, but are some of the geekiest individuals on the planet. So Rick was really reticent about sending Mike in, you know, the whole way across the pond by himself, you know, in a completely different language, you know, country in which, you know, things were going to be eye-opening, and that's an understatement. So they had some arguments, and eventually Mike was pretty persistent, and his father, you know, absolutely concurred. It was time for honoring Mike and giving him the ability to go to that convention, but Rick put a little bit of a contingency on his attending, and that was, yep, you're going, Mike. However, so am I. And that's exactly what transpired. Rick, by the way, had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years in development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, you know, which is a global power in manufacturing and in development from Japan. And he was, you know, pretty much comfortable in life, you know, big bucks. You know, I say comfortable, but, you know, it's, you know, far beyond comfortable. And he wasn't looking for, you know, a business venture, so to speak. And the circumstances of what unveiled after the Tesla convention kind of opened up a new realm of realities for the Hassler family. So they went to the convention. Vinny, Vici, Vici, remember that from 10th grade Latin. They, you know, basically, I came, I saw, I conquered. And they came back with all the information that they had received at that convention. They both sat in the same breakaway sessions and the same lectures, and they learned an awful lot. But Rick, the father, basically pigeonholed everything he heard because it was craziness for all intents and purposes. There was, you know, so many great ideas, but they were right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. And they were right out of Star Wars, and they were science fiction. Jules Verne would have been proud of, you know, kind of the ideas that were promulgated at that event. And for Rick, that was exactly all there was to it. You know, maybe in the future, if he lived long enough, he'd be able to appreciate some of those coming to fruition in our world. But Mike, on the other hand, had a completely different perception, and he said to his dad, well, based upon what we learned and what I have kind of going on in my head, I believe I could develop something practical and impact the world. And his dad had to do at least a quadruple take on that comment because, gosh, you know, what in the world, what language or what Kool-Aid was Mike drinking? I mean, you know, it was definitely not the same that Rick had, you know, kind of been exposed to. And at that point, you know, he said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, I got this, Dad. I have some great ideas, and I'm ready to go to work. And his dad said, really? And Mike said, yeah. And at that point, Rick said to Mike, what do you need? And Mike said, money, Dad. And Rick, you know, being a very serious businessman and having a lot of acumen and you know, business basics, said to him, for what? And at that point, Mike started spelling out, I need state-of-the-art computing equipment. I need some blue light energy equipment. I need the ability to isolate frequencies from given sources. I need the ability to embed frequencies into storage devices. I need the ability to work with aqueous solutions and specifically create quantum variants within those solutions. And holy cow, you know, Rick heard this and he said, wow, it sounds really expensive. And Mike said, Dad, you know, when we impact the world, no matter what we lay out in, you know, the initial in investment in developing a new realm of solutions for the world, will it matter? And Rick, you know, kind of had to reflect on that. And again, you know, he has confidence in his children, but this was pretty extreme. But he still said, you sure you have this, Mike? And Mike said, I got it, Dad. And with that, Rick gave Mike the checkbook. Mike went shopping, began to put together that quantum physics laboratory that you just heard me detailing some of the advanced equipment that he was going to put into that. And after he made those purchases, he went to work, and he worked. And he worked, and he continued to do research and development, and it didn't take him very long, relatively speaking, to come up with an idea that was patentable. And that was the beginning of what you're about to hear about. And that first patent was absolutely earth-shattering. And I think that's an understatement, but you can make that decision for yourself. The technology, basically, that first patent was a modality that they called relief. Okay, and what it did is that, number one, it was a substrate that stored energy. Okay, and number two, they were able to isolate various frequencies using some of the high-tech equipment that they had acquired and embed them into the substrate. And in this particular case, in this patent, they used a hologram, and they decided on holograms as a great substrate to use because they hold energy, a lot of energy. You know, various frequencies can be embedded into one hologram, and it can hold it without it morphing or changing in any way. So they embedded the energy, and here is where the magic begins. This is where I wasn't able to get my head around this, and still to this day, you know, understand very little of it, but believe all of it. And you will too, as you not only prove it to yourself, but have it proven to you time and time and time again as you begin to see other people benefiting from this technology. It's called relief. And the third part is very, you know, kind of unusual, but it is when anything that has an energy field that could be a animal, it can be a human being, it could be even a plant, specifically is exposed to the proximity, they come into the proximity of one of these storage devices, and again, this particular hologram that we're talking about, I'm going to call these batteries from here on in, because we can all relate to batteries storing energy. This is a little different kind of energy, but the principle is the same. It's something holding energy. And when that exposure occurs, the recipient specifically has the benefit of the energy as if they had consumed the original source of that emanating energy, as if they had specifically been influenced by the original source of the energy, even though it's only a battery. Well, that's impossible, isn't it? That's crazy. You know, it can't be. You know, maybe in 50 years there will be batteries like this, but today, in 2012, 8 years ago or 9 years ago, I don't think so. Well, turns out definitely happened, and it's definitely a part of our world today. And that particular relief modality, that first invention, has been improved so dramatically over the years. There's now more than 100 different frequencies in one of those relief batteries. And they're simple. They look like a Band-Aid. They're clear. They're about 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and they're peel and stick. You could stick them where it hurts, and they provide relief for about 72 hours, 3 days, okay? That's relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, whether you've had an ongoing recurrent complication in your life or whether it's, you know, weekend warrior syndrome in which you pulled something out of place, or, you know, the other day I had a stiff neck. And sure enough, I used one of our batteries, and today, you know, day later, I'm absolutely back to normal. It provides, these are amazing. You know, they're too good to be true, but experience them and you'll understand how much, you know, this world has changed with the development of this technology. We move on. Other modalities that have been developed by this particular young man that's continually doing research and development and continually improving the modalities that they came up with early in the inception of this new process for bringing energy to the world. So the second one was called Nitro, And what it does is it stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide, back in 1998, was pretty much kind of an unknown substance at that point, but there was somebody that won a Nobel Physics Prize for their pioneering research on the importance of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. And what we now know is encyclopedias more than we knew then, but a couple takeaways. One is that high levels of nitric oxide are the optimal way that your body specifically facilitates, I'll call it vasculation. It opens up your arteries and your veins in such a way that you get proper dissemination of oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. Did I just say oxygen being shipped everywhere, you know, to each and every cell, to the mitochondria of every, you know, the powerhouse of every cell in your body? That's what I said. Is that important? Well, if you don't think it is, quit breathing for a while. And if you really want to experience the benefits of oxygen before you, you know, get these really cool stickers, these really cool batteries that stimulate natural nitric oxide production, and you watch your oxygen levels go back to the peak levels like you had when you were at your peak of health, begin to, you know, just enjoy some extra oxygen, hyperventilate, or, you know, get an oxygen tank and huff a little oxygen. And really appreciate the performance that that will develop for you. Performance in every aspect of your life, whether it's mental clarity and focus, whether it's physical performance, if you're active in any kind of sports, you'll indeed watch yourself, you know, kind of get the edge in competition. In the bedroom, oh man, is your spouse going to be a happy camper? And so will you. And so many other aspects of every aspect of our life is absolutely improved by having proper oxygenation and proper nourishment throughout your body. I'm going to be real quick in talking about some other modalities. One is CBD, cannabidiol. We have the ultimate in CBD. One, you know, again, energy-only form. It's available in two different substrates. We have one in the peel and stick hologram form, good for 72 hours. And then we have another one in kind of looks like a dog tag. It's made of carbon. It holds the resonating frequency of full spectrum CBD organic for guaranteed 1 year and quite a bit longer. And everything that this manufacturer has brought to the world is unconditionally satisfaction guaranteed. So nobody has any financial risk in acquiring anything that they feel enamored enough to experiment with. So the CBD, great for people with CDL complications. You know, they get randomly drug tested. People in the military, people that work for the federal government, the state government, school districts, people that are veterans, people that have health insurance policies that prohibit the consumption of cannabis or other, you know, substances that could potentially be, you know, drug related. Well, we don't have to deal with any of that because we have energy only modalities. And the best part is that we don't have to deal with frequency or dosage, because the body only absorbs what it needs. So it will continually resonate. Your body will get optimal results. And for those of you that are not familiar with how your body works, the endocannabinoid system is a system that is fed efficiently, that works at higher levels when it's given certain natural supplementation to allow it to function the way it was intended to function. And what that system does is it brings balance in every one of your systems. That would be your hormones, your blood, your digestion, your muscular skeletal system, your nervous system. Everything is literally impacted by having the endocannabinoid system working efficiently, and CBD is one of the best natural modulators of that system to get it to work efficiently. So enjoy your CBD resonator as quickly as you can, and your life will improve, in my opinion. Then we have a burn modality. Okay, it is great for losing inches and pounds, for natural detoxification, to help your, you know, kind of brain get to a more efficient level, and where you don't crave those crazy detrimental poisons like sugar and some carbohydrates. And we have another one that's simply called Immune. And man, does it boost your immune system. Natural components, frequencies only of vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, kodokoda, licorice root, elderberry, all kinds of amazing natural components, energy only, that are known to really step up your immune system function. In these days and times, how important is it to have optimal immune function? Then we have a wow patch. We have a revive patch. That specifically is the one that I put on my stiff neck. And sure enough, whatever it did, however it did it, it took that horrible, you know, couldn't look to the right without having a real compromised situation 24 hours ago to today when I woke up this morning. It was fine. It was absolutely back to normal with none of the, you know, kind of discomfort that was associated with that crazy old age reaction that I had from, I don't know, sleeping in the wrong position or something. But such a simple solution. And we have other great solutions. But let me move on to three others that are remarkable. One is an EMF shield, an electromagnetic frequency shield. We live in a world with all kinds of technology that's great, you know, from some perspectives, and horrible in other perspectives. Our health, you know, has been compromised dramatically with the development of frequencies that our body wasn't ready to resonate with. You know, they're foreign frequencies, man-made anomalous frequencies. And chronic exposure has so many negative impacts. So somebody had to develop something. And it turns out we are a leader in EMF protection around the world now. We sold millions of these particular EMF shields. You put them on any device that's emitting electromagnetic frequency, and it neutralizes, it makes a major impact in denigrating the negative impact of that EMF. So every phone in the world should have one of these, every router, every laptop, every notebook, every smart appliance in your house, smart meters, maybe your burglar alarm system, maybe your remote camera system, maybe your hair dryer, your vacuum cleaner. I could go on for the next week. In fact, we have a nice little checklist if you want to kind of, you know, relate to those devices that you have that you should protect yourself from, and get back to the individual who invited you to this call tonight, and they'll guide you to that checklist. Get it soon. Get the EMF shields and protect yourself, and more importantly, your children and your grandchildren. Don't ignore this pernicious frequency of radiation. And the other two things I want to talk about, one is, again, these are all patented exclusive technologies. Next one is called a food freshness card. It was developed to mitigate the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi, and it does that exactly efficiently using frequencies only. And consequences are that if you have those, if you put them near your food, you put one in your refrigerator, maybe one in your food pantry, maybe where your pet's food is, maybe where you keep your cut flowers, you'll see that the life, the vibrancy, the freshness of those particular things that tend to spoil relatively rapidly are extended by 50%. And it is amazing at how much money that will save you. This is one of those technologies that's pretty much, you know, counterintuitive. And the reason I say that is that typically you spend your money for one reason or another on things. You know, we consume things. This is one of those things that if you don't spend your money on it, you are spending money. And what I mean by that is that each and every time that you throw out something like your organic spinach that went bad before you consumed it all, or maybe your ice cream ended up losing its flavor and it tastes like kind of crystallized crap, excuse my French. But the key is if you had one of these earthing or one of these freshness cards, you would definitely enjoy the, you know, freshness until you pretty much consumed it all. So you wouldn't be wasting your money by throwing out, you know, food prematurely. And it turns out in our world, you know, a third of the food that we produce and more turns to waste. And you now have the opportunity to become part of the solution. You have the ability to save your family a lot of money. Or if you have a small business and you specifically have, you know, waste, food waste, or you specifically are in the produce business, or you're in the flower business, or you're in the restaurant business, we can cut a lot of those needless expenses out of your, you know, kind of operations, your daily operations, and create more profitability from exactly the same things that you do every day. We have a technology that you need. And so does everybody else on the planet, even if they are in primitive areas of the world where they don't have refrigeration. This will add to keeping their food available longer, you know, feeding some of those starving children around the world. And the opportunity goes so, so far and so broad. And the final item is an earthing card. It is the quintessential item in the product line. It specifically has the frequencies of the earth embedded in it and other frequencies. And simply by passing it to somebody who has never had one in their hands, the energy embedded in it will have major impact on them. And we can demonstrate that. It improves strength, improves range of motion, improves balance. A lot of people get a feeling of well-being, and some people get a feeling of mental clarity and focus. Some people absolutely say, I have no idea what I feel, but I'll tell you, I want this card. It's the coolest thing I've ever experienced. And it also has frequencies embedded in it that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and dirty electricity. And that means, you know, you're driving down the road in your car, you pass a 3G tower. If you have one of these cards, that impact of that radiation from that 3G, that cloud of radiation that we're basically exposed to every second of our lives in our modern world, is mitigated to a large degree by having one of these cards in your proximity. You need to protect yourself. You need to have the protection for everyone that you care about. So please get back to the individual who invited you here and do all the diligence that you need, and then procure those items that are of interest to you. They all come with unconditional guarantees, and you're going to enjoy benefits in, you know, I'll call it vital health improvements for the rest of your life based upon what you heard tonight, if you embrace them properly. With that, I'm going to turn my hat just a little direction. You know, again, I used to be a marketing man, still am a marketing man, but I used to be an instructor in marketing, and specifically have had a lot of experience in developing my own businesses over the years, multi-million dollar businesses, and I've never seen an opportunity even remotely of the magnitude of what those technologies that I just talked to you about present. So maybe you don't have any business acumen, maybe you have no interest in extra income, and that's great, and I appreciate that. You know, quite frankly, I learned a long time ago that no matter how much income comes into my house, and I've had formidable amounts at certain points in my life, and I'm appreciative, but I always realized that you could do a lot of good with more, and that's the case. So whether you don't need any money, you know, fine, that's irrelevant. That's great. I'm happy, 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 happy. But use this opportunity to create something positive for other people that maybe are not as fortunate or blessed as you. You know, give product away, you know, and this is how it works. Very simple. You become a brand partner, doesn't cost anything. The company will provide to you without cost, zero, you got that, no risk financially. A self-replicated website, which translates into multiple languages. So instantly upon becoming a brand partner, you can now do business in German, in Hebrew, in Russian, in Swahili, in Spanish, whatever. It's all available because it's a self-translating international marketing site. And as people are tuned into this information, and believe me, you never have to explain it like I have this evening. It's not part of your responsibility to do any of the explanation. Use the tools available. We do this show 5 nights a week, and we archive every one of those. So you could share a link with anybody anywhere in the world at any time. We also have webinars on Tuesday and Saturday. We had a great webinar this morning in which we talked about the earthing card. We talked about increasing, you know, productivity in livestock with, you know, the modalities that we have available. Why? Because the energy of the earth produces abundance. So as you begin to share this information with other people and they choose to go to your website based upon your conveyance of that website to them and they make a purchase, cha-ching, you earn money. Each and every time they purchase, you earn between 25% and 33%. And then it avails you to even more opportunity to increase income if you choose. There's 8 different ways that you can get paid. It's optional to choose to participate in some of those ways of earning income. But I'm going to describe one of them, and it's called developing a dual team or a binary team of, we call our partners brand partners. And by choosing to participate in that part of the available compensation in this plan, you can develop significant leverage. You can avail yourself the ability to get paid on unlimited levels of business development, starting with 2. So you put one on your left, one on your right. You begin to bring volume to the table. You help them duplicate the process, and you can get paid to unlimited levels as more and more products are moved around the world. And we are global. We have distribution centers in 11 locations around the world now, and we're growing at an astronomical rate. So I highly recommend that you step forward, take a position as a brand partner. Do not procrastinate, because 1 second of procrastination could create a circumstance of loss. And I won't go into the details of how that works, but it does happen for a lot of individuals that do procrastinate. And when you talk to somebody that's done that, they will tell you that they were remiss, that it was a really stupid, you know, kind of delay. That procrastination cost them money, and it cost them time, and it cost them, you know, a lot of complications relative to where they could have been had they acted immediately upon this information. So please get back to the individual and take the right action ASAP. With that, Gary, take her away.
Thank you so much, Herb. Once again, a splendid job. Now, I know, ladies and gentlemen, you probably got lots and lots of questions after you just heard this tremendous explanation of quantum resonating energy. So what we're going to do, if you are a brand-new first-time listener, we're going to open up the line, and what we're going to do is we're going to call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number, and all we ask you to do to qualify for a free 9-day supply is just your first name. You don't have to say your first and last name, but please speak slowly so we can write it down. That way, if you ever come back, we'll know who you are. We ask that you identify the state so we know which states are hearing and listening to us. And then, most important, we ask that you identify the person that invited you, first and last name, or their username that they use, because they win for inviting you to this Blog Talk Radio. So, and you can too. If you invite people to tomorrow night's show, you could win an additional free batteries absolutely free by just doing an introduction and let people tell us their opinion of the show. So that's all we ask you to do, is give us your opinion of what you heard. So hopefully you took some great notes. Richard, do you have anyone that's pressed one? So please press one and get in the queue. And then if you got a testimonial, and ladies and gentlemen, hang around, because once you do try these and if you have a testimonial, we'd love for you to come back and tell us your experience. So get ready and get in the queue. Press one. Richard?
No one has pressed one yet, so just press one, and that'll give us a signal that you want to talk. Okay, here we go. 1128. Go ahead. Your mic is live.
Hi, my name's Harry, and I had tried the freshness card in my refrigerator, and my milk lasted the third week, the fourth week, and the fifth week, and it kept on going till I had that same gallon drinking out of it. I'm only one person, a single adult senior, and so I only drink about a half a glass a day, and so it lasted well over a month. My milk lasted well over a month of past the due date, and I bought the freshness cards.
Wow. So it's very impressive to you.
Yeah, very impressive to me.
Saved you some money, and too.
Everything stays fresh, and it's very, your cucumbers and your celery, and everything tastes a lot fresher. Stays fresh. It doesn't mold. My bread was able to use my bread for over a month, was a savings that I couldn't surpass.
Fantastic. Now, your first name was Terry. Was that what you said?
My name's Harry in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, and who invited you? That way we make sure that they get credit for that.
Irv Samuels.
Okay, Irv Samuels. Good job, Irv. All right. Why don't you invite some people back tomorrow night to our military, our special call military, and win a few more resonators?
That would be wonderful. Thank you. At what time? Same time tomorrow?
Same time. We're here 5 nights a week, every night but Tuesday and Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. The more people you invite just to hear and basically rate the show, you win some resonators just for inviting them, and they win a 9-day supply just for listening in and telling us what they actually think and heard, and then we give them an opportunity to keep winning. Every time you invite somebody, you win more and more and more.
Wonderful. Thank you. I've been a member, but I had some medical complications, but I'm glad I'm back.
I'm glad you're back, too. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for calling in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Harry. By the way,
go ahead.
Tomorrow night is a Sunday night call. Monday night is a military call. So if you've got anyone special to bring on, we'll get you in the right time zone here, Gary.
Thank you, Harry. We love you, man.
Okay, very good. What number do I dial for the Monday night call?
They're all the same. We always use that same number.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Okay, anyone else want to share a testimonial tonight? Or if you happen to have a new member on with you. Where we go, okay. So, 0285.
Your mic is live.
We can't hear you, Madeline. Your phone may be muted. try hitting star six. We still don't hear you.
Well, while we're waiting on her, I want to go ahead and talk about a little bit about the WOW. The WOW is very, very, very special. It's got multiple blends of all kinds of frequencies as well. It gives you basically better brain focus. It gives you clarity of your mind. It calms you for stress. And the reason I like it, I own a semi-truck and trailer. I run basically every week from, I live in near Chattanooga, Tennessee, on the Georgia side. In the military park, I live in the Chickamauga, Chattanooga military park. And I run literally every week from east out to west. I run to out to Portland, Oregon, up to Seattle, Washington, and then I bring back some apples and cherries and pears from the west coast back to Atlanta literally every single week. And with all the cars on the road and the conditions of the weather, it's very easy to get stressful or aggravated. A couple wows on my temple, it just calms me down. I also use the food freshness card. I have them in my pillow, and you're gonna probably laugh, but the things that you can do with this food freshness card, it's just not a food freshness card. It is it is tremendous technology. You want some really good quality sleep, put one in a pillow, sleep on it, stick one in a seat and sit on it or behind your back, you know, during the day. I run about 800 miles a day, and literally I don't feel like I run 800 miles a day when I get out of the truck to go into a truck stop or go into a parking area. After sitting on one of these fruit freshness cards, it gives me vitality, gives me energy. The burn, I was in a bad truck wreck about 15 years ago. A lady ran a red light, had two babies. All I saw was her and two babies. And I'm loaded. I was probably maybe 5 pounds from 80,000 pounds, ran about 65, 70 on a road that basically, you know, was the legal limit. And I got a green light, got timed right, and I was rolling, and I saw her out of the peripheral of my right side. And I thought, please stop, because she looked like she was coming, and she did. And I made that quick decision to jerk my truck to the right. I couldn't go to the left because there was a car there. I had basically the emergency lane and my lane, and I jerked it to the right thinking I'd have enough room. Well, I missed her and the two babies by about 6 inches, but because I jerked the wheel, my load shifted to the right, and my truck and trailer started tipping over. I clipped the telephone pole. I slid through an abandoned building. About 30 yards later, I slid off about an 8 to 10-foot embankment, and all that load came crashing in on top of my cab, crushing my cab. I had crushed my my shoulder, my rotary cup, and broke them, my hip, and my growth bone in my left leg. So I have a little bit of a limp, and cold weather makes me kind of, you know, I can feel it, but because I have the earthing card, food freshness card, the WOW, the CBD, the little tag, CBD, the immunity, and these all work energetically together. I wear them all. With a burn around my stomach, laid up for a year, I ballooned up to where I was almost in a size 58, 56, almost 58. 56 was real, real tight. Should have been in a size 58. Weighed over 350, almost 360 plus pounds or better. And when you're in your 40s, you try to lose weight and you're in a truck, it's really, really hard. Well, I put the burns on. I wore three around my navel, about a half inch to an inch around, all the way around my navel. And I put a CBD underneath it. It made me almost like a St. Christopher cross with the burn and the CBD. And today, I am down basically right at 256, 55, 56, and almost into a size 42 pair of pants. I got a pair of pants my wife bought me last Christmas, and when I pull them close to my stomach and hold it, you can see a good 6 1/2, almost 7 inches on each side where I'm holding those pair of pants. So the burn works tremendously. I don't get that craving for Coca-Colas. I don't get that craving to have a lot of sweet tea no more, which is hard when I go around my mother because she makes some of the best sweet tea. And of course, my wife has learned how to make her tea. But you can control it easy as long as you have these medallions on. Every single one of them work. So press one. Let's hear some testimonials. If you're new, press one. Get in the queue, and let's hear from you. Good, bad, we don't care. We just want to hear your thoughts on the show and what you heard. Anyone.
Okay, Madeline, your mic is still open. Your phone is open. Do you want to try and see if we can hear you now? We're not hearing you.
Richard, why don't you tell a little story while we're trying to wait on Madeline?
Okay, I'm just going to click her off, and we'll try clicking her on again here. Yeah, I've had just fun experiences with all of the products here. Joy and I have multiple patches on all the time. We laugh about that. Even our cat has patches on. But the sleep patch was one of the first ones that I utilized, and my sleep got much deeper, much more restful. As I added, when we learned about the food freshness card, I put that under my pillow and under my mattress pad, and boy, I sleep even deeper now with that. So wake up very refreshed, very deep sleep with lots of REM sleep and dreams and everything, which is absolutely great. We use had been using the food freshness card just in the refrigerator, and we had Joy had bought 2 pounds of red organic grapes on a Thursday. We left on Friday on a vacation and left them at home. So we came home a week later, so this was 8 days now that those had just sat in the refrigerator, and those grapes were perfect, crisp and sweet, nothing growing on them. So it really does work in the refrigerator or anything. So we're real, real happy with that. I just go on here with the nitro. Love the nitro. I've been taking a nitric oxide generating supplement for 10 years, and so adding to that and putting those on before I went out and worked on cutting some hedges, I had more energy, more endurance, and I felt less fatigued after completing the job. So those are just a few stories that we have going here. Madeline, you want to try to say hello again?
Okay.
No, something's not
now?
Working, Madeline. There you are.
Now
go ahead.
Hear.
Yes.
Now we hear you.
Go ahead. We heard you, Madeline. Go ahead.
Speak a little louder into the phone, please.
We know she occasionally has. She has some problems with her phones. We know, Gary.
Okay.
Anyone
else
want to press
one?
You're getting Gary and I in stereo tonight.
Yeah. You got any new callers that you don't recognize? Any new numbers?
Nope. Everyone else is a brand partner here.
Hi, brand partner. Speak up. I know you got a testimonial. Don't be shy. Pick one out. Put him on the spot now.
Hold on a second. Let me check something out here. Okay, there's someone else who I don't know here who just came on about 10 minutes ago. 9054, I don't know you. You're not on my list. So if you'd like to tell us your name and who invited you to the call, we've just opened up your line. 9054.
9054.
There you go. Go ahead. Who is it?
It's Sharon.
Sharon?
Hey, Sharon.
Sharon.
How you doing, ma'am? Sharon.
And Joy invited me.
Joy, all right. Well, Did you get to hear anything tonight at all?
No, I didn't get in till late.
Okay.
So
I'd like to invite you back tomorrow night. Dial this same number at 8 o'clock. Be on the call, and you're going to be really amazed at what you learn. Get back with Miss Joey, and she'll go over, her and Richard will go over some of it. Or you can come back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and listen in. I think you'll be amazed at what you hear. It is a blessing, and it is breathtaking, honestly, at what you're going to learn. So if you can, let's get with Joy and Richard, or call back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And we thank you for calling in. We want to get you some free resonators, so call in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And we'd love for you to hear the story.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, my whole screen is just jumping all over the place there. Okay, Joy has come on, and Liz. Okay, we got Joy. A lot of people raising their hands now. I'm going to pick the person who came in first here in my life.
You better. You'd be in trouble.
But Joy, you got to go in the other room, though.
I don't want to go in the other room. Scary.
I know.
He's always sending me to my room.
mean Richard. Sending her to her room all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I don't like it. Okay, I'm here. I'm in my room, and I just want to shout out to Sharon. Sharon, thanks for coming on the call. We got to get together, girl. I've got lots of good things to tell you. So I'm so happy you came on, and if you want to talk after the call, we can do that. I'll leave it up to you. Give me a shout, okay? Love you, girl, and I just want to share a testimonial about this. Richard and I, Dick, a lot of people know him as Dick. We got into this back in June or July, and it has been an amazing, amazing journey. You know, for people that know me personally, you know that I had a lot of health issues at a very young age, 19. And by age 24, I had major kidney issues, and they were even hinting at the fact that I could go on dialysis. I said, wait a minute, you've been giving me your prescription drugs all this time, almost 5 years, and they didn't do a thing but make me worse? No, thank you. I'm out of here. And I took my life and my health in my own hands and started learning things I could do to make myself healthier, just change my whole lifestyle. So when we got into this, I didn't have like major health issues. I had become an organic gardener, was teaching it in my backyard when I met Dick. And so I didn't have the major issues a lot of people have, but I can tell you this, I have noticed huge changes by using the products. And what I mean by that is more energy, more endurance, more like I use the Wow Patch on my right and left temple because Gary had mentioned that, and I had woke up one morning with a dull head, and I had so much to do that day, and I just couldn't seem to get focused until I put the Wow Patches on. It really helped me mentally, helped me focus, and as the day went on, I got more and more energy. It just, these medallions have taken me to a whole new level of energy and endurance and youthfulness. I'm 72. I don't mind saying it because I feel like I'm 19, and I'm full of energy all the time. I wake up with energy, and, you know, you need a lot of energy to keep somebody like Dick in line.
Absolutely. Pat, you got some more.
Huh?
Patch him up some more.
I'm going to. I will slap them things all over his brain. and listen, you know I'm kidding around because Dick and I, we kid around all the time, but we are enjoying helping people. We are reaching out to every person we can to help turn their life around. And not only that, but it's a financial opportunity for those that need money. And who doesn't? You know, with the way things are right now, it's hard to get out and go to work. And so, you know, it's a lot of people are in shutdown. So with this, you work it from home. And, you know, it's this, I've got a lot of people that are enjoying doing this from their home. So, Gary, you've been great help. Irv, it's been a great help. It's the best help we've ever had in a company. So I want to say thank you, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Dick.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
Hey,
can I come out of my room?
Not yet. Are you trying the new Nitro Go by chance?
Yes, I am, and I love it.
That's what I want to find out. What of the new Nitro Go that we're testing? What have you noticed? I know what Richard said. I know what it's doing for me. What have you found about the new Nitro Go? What can you tell a difference?
I can tell a difference in the fact that I keep going to higher levels, higher levels of energy and endurance, and it's got to be, you know, I know gold is so good for you, and it's a deep cleanser of the cells, and so I just feel like I'm getting younger, Gary, younger.
Well, I started to say, because I'm 62, I'm a couple years younger than you. But I know, you know, after running as hard as I work, I literally outwork probably most 30 years old to drive a truck. And, I mean, when people see me, they just look at me like, how can you do what you're doing? And I just pull my shirt down a little bit, and they look at all these patches. They go, what's all that? I said, it's magic. I said, you see these gold ones? It's energy. And they just kind of look at you like, huh? And I'm hard. And they said, are you serious? I said, I'm exactly serious. Richard, what has the new Nitro Go done for you? What have you noticed different?
Well, I've noticed I actually cut the other product that I was taking in half. So I was taking 4 servings, and now I'm only taking 2 servings of that, and I actually have more energy and endurance. So this has replaced 2 full servings of what I was doing. You know, I go gradually at things and see what I notice. So I notice I have more endurance, but also it seems like my muscle tone is actually a little bit better, too, for what little I do. That seems to be working with that, too.
I just like to throw in there, too, Gary, that this is totally a gift from God. And I feel like I'm getting back to the place where God intended us to be. Okay, before man screwed it all up, and that's how I feel.
We're working on something called passion. It's got over a hundred foods in it. It's got 55 of the top superfoods. We're working with the silver. We're working with the hydration drops. We're working with a lot of things. Oh yes, I've been pushing hard for everything that, you know, that we bought from that one company. And where I think I finally got them convinced that we're, you know, how much more that's going to make us go to even higher levels and improve what we got even more.
Yes. Well, it doesn't have to. When you have frequencies, your body's taking what it needs, when it needs, and how much it needs, and it never has to pass through the digestive tract. And that's what I think makes the biggest difference of all. Call it magic, but I call it a gift of God. Back to
it is
you.
A gift of God, because our body's made up over 7% water and then frequencies. And what this actually does, these resonators are just like a light switch. I mean, if you think about a home has to have a major panel box to function, you know, or there is no power, no heat, no lights, no nothing. Well, your body power box is your heart, and then all the electrodes that we have in our body, the veins we have in our body is just like electrical wiring. It goes throughout the entire house without electrical wiring. Catch the fuse box, you know, and a light switch, you can't turn power on, you can't have electricity, you can't have, you know, refrigerators. It's the same way in our body. What this physical does, right. Your heart, your veins, and in the frequencies is like a light switch. It flips on the frequencies that God gave us in our body, and it flips them on and turns them on, and it makes your body act like you were younger. I mean, literally, I feel like I'm in my 30s again. And, you know,
yes.
My wife just looks at me and shakes her head, and she says, "How do you have so much energy to be so old?" I said, "I'm not old."
Oh, God.
I said, "You just
I'm
30. And she says, "Yeah, right. I see your birth certificate." And I just laugh at her. But it does. I mean, if you want more energy in life, if you want to feel younger, get on board. Get on this train. And it goes all over the world, and it's exciting.
Yes, all aboard.
All aboard. Take the challenge. Just try it and prove me wrong. But take the Tesla 25 challenge in 48 hours. Take the Tesla 25 challenge. Get back with the person that invited you and ask them what the Tesla 25 challenge is. They'll be more than happy to share with you what that Tesla 25 challenge is. And let us help you go to the next level. If you're new, please press 1. If you've got a testimonial, I know there's a bunch of you that are just listening, sat back. Please don't be shy. We're family. No one's going to make, you know, I'm going to tell you something. The dumbest question is the one that's never asked by anybody. Because somebody else to be wanting to ask it and are shy, you could ask almost. You might have the same question that they have in their mind that they're shy to answer. So press 1. Richard will be glad to tell you your phone number.
Go ahead, Liz. 3640, Liz, go ahead.
Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay, we're back.
You?
You're on. You're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can,
Liz.
We can. Go ahead.
Oh, I've been trying to get on. Sometimes it doesn't go through. But anyhow, I just want to tell you, I feel like I'm 25. I'm feeling better.
Fantastic.
And better.
That is an awesome story.
I just finished up working. I've been up since about 6:30. I walked a half hour, and I've been working and doing things that I haven't done for a long time. I just feel amazing. I'm amazed at the energy I have.
It is amazing, isn't it, what this does? A little bitty nickel can do that much to our body. And they're about the size of a nickel. It is absolutely amazing this does for a human being's body. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
If I get the food freshener card, will that take care of everything in my refrigerator?
Yes. A 5 by 5. It goes up, it goes 5 feet up, 5 feet down, and 5 feet left to the right. I always like to say 4, though. I mean, just to be on the safe side, but yes, 5 feet. You put them on your counter. You put them in your food tray. You put them in your pantries. You can wrap that card around your hot water heater on your line, and it'll make your water. It does wonders to your skin and your hair. You can sit on that card. You can put it in your pillow. You can put it underneath your sheets on your mattress and sleep, lay on it. You'll get a deep, deep REM sleep. That food freshness card should probably be changed to like unbelievable or something. I mean, it is okay. Unbelievable what the technology does.
Okay, can you use both cards under your earthing card and the food freshness card under your pillow?
I do.
Really? Okay, I'm going to try it.
And you can also put that in your return ducts. It helps your AC. Basically, what it does, it actually helps the filter not get as dirty, and it helps the air and the quality of the air. If you haven't tried that yet, you're missing the boat. And you could literally smell a difference in your air in your home. Get a food freshness card, stick it one where your filter's at. And watch how you don't have to change the filter so much, but watch how your air in your home, watch how it smells. You will get a freshness. Scott's tried it. I don't know if anybody else has tried that yet or not, but I have it in my house, and everybody walks in my door will walk right back outside my door and take a sniff outside, and they walk back in, and then they smell, and they go, you can see them. And I looked at them like, what's that? And they said, your air in the house just smells so fresh.
Really?
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. Try it. Experiment
with
it.
I'm going to burn one. I was wondering, I don't know, is that going to help me lose weight and also toxins?
It will, yes, ma'am. Start out slowly, though. Don't jump in full board unless, you need to lose a lot. I mean, just like a little bitty Joey at 100 pounds soaking wet, probably with 2 or 3 bricks in her pocket. I told her to start with just one, because every day you go outside and you breathe, you're breathing in toxins, because you got trains and planes and buses and cars and semi-trucks and the acid rain, and you got all kinds of polluting that's in our air. So that will detox you, but go on, get with Herb or whoever invited you and ask for the 22 measuring points and measure every spot of your body and do a measurement every week. Yes, you will lose inches and you will lose pounds. I've lost probably close to 14 inches in about 10 months now.
Okay, but you're saying just use one patch at a time.
Start out with one on the burn, because you may not want to jump and be going to the room every hour like I was doing. I put 3 on plus CBD around my navel, and about every hour I was stopping, but I was also drinking 180 ounces of water a day, trying to flush my system out and detox my body, and I still do to this day. I drink 50-ounce, they're called Smart Waters, and they're basically distilled water or spring-type water. They're called Smart Waters, and they're pretty tall, but they hold 50 ounces of water, and I drink 4 of those bottles of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I do go to the bathroom about every hour or 2 hours, and I have to pull over and go to the restroom, and it flushes your system out. Start out with one. And then, maybe the next day after you get a little bit used to it, stick you another one, and then graduate up to where you have three, depends on how much weight you need to lose. But or you can jump in wholeheartedly and put 3 on if you're going to be close to a restroom. Put 3 on and put a CBD literally at the top of your navel. Just create a St. Christopher cross using 3 CBD. I mean, three burns and one CBD, and just watch how much weight you will lose. And measure yourself every single week, and measure your wrist. Get with Irv and get the measurements, and ask him to send you the measurements.
I have
where
one.
You can, okay.
I do have one.
You will lose weight if you fall into it and you do the hydration. If you do the hydration and you drink, you take your body weight and just divide your body weight in half, and whatever it comes out, you want that many ounces. You want to shoot for that, or maybe just 2 or 3 ounces over that every single day, and you will drop the inches, and then you'll start seeing the pounds drop too.
I also noticed that I'm 83. I have liver spots on my hands. My
right.
arms, the brown marks, I noticed they're going away. I couldn't believe it.
Well, my mom said the exact same thing, and she wears all of them, and she says, you know, these little spots. And she said, what's making them go away? And I said, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. And she says, you know, I used to bump my arm, and she said, I'd bruise real easy. She says, that's not happening now. What's going on? I said, well, you got the nitro with the liquid gold, and you're testing it for me. I said, you got all these other medallions. I said, your body is just becoming back into a homeostasis. You're being balanced. And I said, once you get everything balanced, I said, you know, and she says, you know, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I said, I know. They had her on some medication for major discomfort in her back and throughout her body, and I told her to get on all this, and I said, I'll give your money back. And she went to her doctor, and her doctor just could not be amazed. She says, well, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need that. The doctor eliminated her from about 6 different kind of medications that she had her on.
Really?
And she's moved around again. I mean, she's walking like she's in her 20s, 25s again. And she's 78.
I had my insurance company came in and did a physical on me a few weeks ago. And everything seemed to be fine. And I said, I feel like canceling my 6-month checkup. And she says, no, don't do it. She says, you go down there and you just show him how well you're doing. She says, let him see.
Let him see how you're doing, and then you know, if you can get his number, you can get Irv, get me or Irv on the phone with him, and we can share with him what you're doing. His chances are most medical professions haven't seen this or heard of this yet. So if you go to a chiropractor or you go to a medical practitioner, try to get their name and number and get myself or Irv on the phone. Irv's better with doctors because he can speak that medical term. I'm just going to speak a country boy language.
Okay, I'm going to do that next.
Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Anyone
Thank you,
else?
Liz.
You're
There's someone back on here. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay,
go ahead, sweetie.
Hey, Gary. I just want to bring this up. I got a couple things. I haven't heard you say anything tonight about how important it is to keep your body hydrated. I know you're talking about drinking a lot of water, but it's important, right, to keep your body hydrated because the frequencies, and tell me if I'm correct, are transported by water. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. It flows through. It's just like a conduit. It flows through your entire body, through your veins. And that water basically carries it into all cells and every aspect of your body. That's exactly right, Joy. You should hydrate every single day as much as you can. Don't overhydrate. You know, try to stay at least halfway of your body weight. Too much water is not good, and not enough water is not good. So focus on taking your body, divide it in half, get on them scales. Some people hate them scales. Make them scales your friend and get on that scale and then divide it by two and try to do that much in water and about three. Round it out. If it comes out to where it's 99, drink 100. If it comes out where it's 121, drink 125. Round it up.
Yeah, you need to measure. Otherwise, because I ask people, how much water are you drinking? Oh, I don't know. I think I'm drinking plenty. Well, I tell them same thing. Cut your weight in half and drink that much in ounces every single day. And if you don't measure it, how are you going to know if you're drinking enough or not enough? And
exactly.
The other thing I wanted to say is that when I started getting better by doing the right things, eating the right foods, growing my food organically, then I just did not even have to go to the doctor. So I haven't been to the doctor. A lot of people look at me like I'm nuts. But Dick and I both, we don't go to the doctor because we study and we learn what it is we need to do to take care of God's temple. We're the temple of God. We are where the Spirit of God lives. And so if we don't take care of his temple, we're going to destroy it. And, you know, and that's where Dick does such a great job of educating people about that. He holds some health clubs here in our community. And, man, I mean, a lot of people, not a lot of people think they need that kind of education, but they do. And so, you know, not going to the doctor in 47, 48 years, I'm thrilled. Because I wouldn't do what they wanted me to do anyway. I'm not going to do prescription drugs. You know, I'm not going to put that stuff that doesn't heal us. God provided for us to be healthy. He never intended for us to die. Okay? So we chose to go a different direction. And that's what got man in trouble. And I believe that with the frequencies, it's bringing us back into that balance and into that health that God intended us to have. And, you know, I heard somebody say the other day that they believe that God would bring a restoration of all things and that we would come back to the place that we don't even have to get sick. And I believe that about frequencies.
Well,
so
I believe the modern medicine is only basically to make you sicker. They're not looking to try to help you. And with all the things they put in it, you never know what's in some of this medicine. Well, that's the reason why. Unless I am just about have to crawl, I don't go to a doctor neither. I'm loaded up with the batteries, and I am, you know, I feel more youthful today than I did 25 years ago.
I believe it.
It's wonders. It's absolutely wonders.
Yep.
And just take our challenge. Try it. You absolutely might like it, but try it and try to prove us wrong. Take that challenge. Try to prove us wrong because you will be amazed if you try.
Can you explain what that challenge is?
The Tesla 25?
Yeah.
Tesla 25 basically is something I come up with a couple weeks ago, and what I'm willing to do. If you will sit down and think of moms, dads, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, first and second cousins, people you've worked with, doctors that you've been to, people that you've done business with, anybody and everybody, because people say, well, I don't know anybody. BS. You know lots of people. You have cousins. You have aunts. You have uncles. You have first and second cousins. You have kinfolk. You have people like neighbors. If you don't know them, get out and knock on the door and get to know them. Get and put down 25 people, first name only, and phone numbers, and then call me on the phone, and we're just going to gradually talk to the people. And when they open the door and give me the opportunity, we're going to chit-chat, and I'm going to ask them, have they ever heard of the Tesla 25? And I'm going to share with them that they can absolutely win some technology free without ever having to come out of their pocket and buy anything by doing the Tesla 25 and share with them how they can win some free stuff. And as they, and along the way, you're probably liable to make some extra money. And then when they're, and then they're gonna peek up and they're gonna perk up and they're gonna say how, and they open the door. And if we get 25 yeah. names and numbers out of 25 people, if you get me in front of 25 and I talk to all 25, realistically we're gonna have probably in the neighborhood of 16 to 20 people that will do this. Out of the 16 or 20 people that invite somebody to the show, you're gonna get realistically about 10. To 12 of those 16 that'll come on board with you. You want to grow your team, you want to grow your business, take the Tesla 25. I challenge you, if you're within listening distance of my voice, I challenge you to take to my Tesla 25 challenge. Call me, let's get on the phone. I will carve out the time to help each and every single person on this call if you take that Tesla 25 challenge. Get back with the person that invited you to the call tonight and ask them what that Tesla 25 challenge is. They'll give you my name and number. We'll do it three ways. And if it takes 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours or 10 hours over a week's period of time, I will give you that much time and that much. I'll take that much time with you. And then once you hear it 8, 9, 10 times, you should be able to do the exact same thing, and we could explode this business. If you really want to explode this business, go into little bitty small towns that have less than 10,000 people and introduce yourself into towns, real small towns, because small towns will lead to the big towns. Big town people, they're a little more, they're different than country people. Small towns, they all know everybody. And all you got to do is get one or two people in a really, really small town to take this challenge, and then you will, honestly, you will explode your business. You do this, in 1 year, you will be amazed at how much income. It will blow your mind. It will literally blow your mind at how much money you can make if you take this
seriously. Yeah, and how good you feel, Gary, and how great your health is.
Yes.
Key number one.
90 seconds. The testimonies that you'll be able to share with people taking this challenge, you'll be amazed. With that, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Thank you, Irv. Splendid job you did. Thank you, Richard and Joy. Thank all you branding partners for inviting people. Thank all you new people for coming from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you. We value you. Thank you for being part of our family. Get on the phone tonight. Invite some people to our Sunday night call and Monday night call. Ask them if they heard the Tesla 25 and say, you want to win a free nine-day sample and feel better? Just listen in. Tell us what you think, and you can win 9 days. But most importantly, I win too. Help me win. So thank each and every one of you again for spending time with us and our family here at Rolling Energy. Thank you, Joey, Richard, everyone. Irv, thank all of you for taking the time to be here and help us with this show. And I want to say good night, everyone. Goodbye.
Good night, Gary. Thanks, Irv. Thanks, Gary. Thank you all.